Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. I built the pyramid and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them in. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, April the 26th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we got another show that's going down looking into the hidden metaphysics or the hidden science behind what we call or what we know as the gospel. And so it's very interesting because most people, we all have the exoteric meaning, the outside meaning, but there's not many of us who understand the esoteric or the inside meaning. So today we want to look into this word called God. We want to look at the metaphysics, or we want to look at the science behind God. So when we talk about God, it's a combination of a series that I did or a book that I wrote called Photon Physics. So in this book, I broke down what I call the physics of Christ. So using physics, we was able to break down or to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify what makes up the ideal or the essence of what we call the Christos or the Christ or God. So we also talked about, I also did a series on quantum entanglement. When I looked at and broke down how, based upon quantum physics, how what you do with one molecule affects the other molecule regardless of its space, regardless of time, regardless of mass or matter. In other words, the quantum realm is the eternal realm. It operates on laws that are not the same natural laws that we have here on. So what that means for you and I, when I wrote the book, The Standard, in that book, The Standard, I broke down what is the essence of what we call God. So The Standard is the marriage between science and spirit or religion. So science and spirit are not separate things. They are both the same thing. They both bring us to the point of understanding the one universe. There is a universal cause of all of the different effects. So we got one cause and a bunch of effects. Now we know this to be true because in the Bible it says that there are many spirits or gifts, but there is one cause. So there are diverse kinds of spirits. There is preaching, there's teaching, there's evangelism. There's many types of gifts, but they all come from one spirit. That's what the Bible says. So we got one spirit. We got Hear, O Israel, for the Lord your God is one. So we got one that is dissected or divided into or expressed as many different types. That's the problem. Most people cannot didactically use etymology to go back and reverse engineer the terms of the word, because if they do that, you will come back and you will find that we have many different ways of saying the same thing. So the Apocrypha breaks this down and it talks about the hidden or the exoteric or the esoteric meaning of this word that we call God. So when we talk about this word God, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1 verse 5, this then is the message which we have heard of him, and we now declare unto you that God is light, and in him there is no darkness. So 1 John 1:5 tells us God is light. So the Bible is telling us that God is light. And so when we look at this idea of light, we know that light is electricity and magnetism, but light on a subatomic quantum field level is made up of photons. So a photon is a natural agent or a natural electromagnetic portion of visible light. So in other words, light is a visible photon. Now, when we look up the definition of the word God is light, in the original text, it has the word phos. This gives us the word photon. So we know that God is light. We know that light is a part of the electromagnetic spectrum. And as a part of the electromagnetic spectrum, it's very, very important that we understand that when we're talking about light, we are talking about the electromagnetic radiation. This electromagnetic is electricity and magnetism. This is, again, luminescence. It's the ability for us to be able to see the invisible realm. So when we're talking about light, we're talking about a part of what is called an electromagnetic wave. This wave is made up of photons. But what does all of this mean? Because when we're talking about light, what is the physics behind energy or matter or light or optics? The whole entire universe is made up of this electromagnetic spectrum. These are radioactive waves that are a bunch of photons. It is a wave and a particle at the same time. So the key is the Greek word phos that gives us the English word photon and the English word light. So when we're talking about God, we are talking about phos, at least according to the text. So when we look at this electromagnetic field, that it is tied up with a magnetic field. So it's an electromagnetic field that is connected with a it's an electrical field, which is connected with a magnetic field, and then there is this biological field. That's you. So let me make sure you understand the magnitude of the statement that was just made. So there are three, let's say God is A, let's say Christ is B, let's say you are C. So these are the ABCs, accept, believe, and confess. So the Bible is telling us that God is a photon from a scientific perspective. This is difficult for a traditional Christian because they say God is not a photon. Well, the Bible says God is light. It didn't say he created light. It said he is light. It also says God is love. It has different statements that make up the standard. But these are all statements of one essence or one being. So God, one of his attributes. Now, there are seven I am statements. We're talking about one I am statement today, which is the one that says I am light. So if you understand that, my brothers and sisters, then we understand that Yahushua is the son of light because he's the son of God. So if God is a photon, that means Yahushua is a photon. And since you and I, the Bible says that we are made in God's image, in God's likeness, that means you and I are photons. So we are photon. This is what photon physics is about. This is what I talked about inside of my book, where I use physics to prove the existence of your photon lightness. Now, photons are eternal. In the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19, it says that God is not a man that he should lie. Then in Matthew chapter 5:14, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Then in Matthew chapter 5:14, it continues to say, you are the light of the world also. So we are all part of this lightness, which in the original text, going back to the Greek and the Hebrew, we have the word phos. Now, this is extremely important because in order for you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that when we talk about the physics of Christ, we're talking about it from a scientific perspective. So we could talk about God from a biological perspective as well. Because as I've talked about inside of my book, Christened, and I talk about how Christ in you, the hope of glory, is in the form of this ointment that's called colostrum, that is released by the pituitary gland and the pineal gland that flows through the land. One of the liquids looks like milk. The other one looks like honey. And the Bible talks about the land formed with milk and honey. So this is the same thing. So remember, if we look at the fact that God is A, Yahushua, Jesus Christ is B, and you are C. So quantum entanglement says that whatever you do to A affects B and C. Whatever you do to C affects B and A. In other words, they are entangled. So quantum entanglement theory says that a photon that is manipulated, regardless of where it's located in the universe, it affects all of the other photons. So a photon B, photon A, B, and C, God, Jesus, and you are all entangled together. So the goal is to make us one. Hear, O Israel, for the Lord your God is one. Then the Bible says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives inside me. So now the photon of Christ and my photon are entangled together. And Jesus says, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father, for me and the Father are one. So let me make sure you understand that, brothers and sisters, because when we say that you, when Jesus says that when you, they said, how long were we going to be with you before we see the Father? And Jesus said, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father, for me and the Father are one. He is saying that me and the Father are one. That means that they are on the same frequency. They are on the same wave. They are on the same vibration. So, brothers and sisters, this is very, very, very important. Because if they're on the same frequency, if they're on the same wave, then that means that they are of the same vibe. That's why the universe only responds to other universes. What does that mean? That means that a photon A, when you vibrate, now there are different frequency levels. We know that by looking at the electromagnetic spectrum. Now, light is a wave. It's a dance that takes place. So there is a spiritual dance that is taking place. So if you don't understand this, what does it mean? If you look at the electromagnetic spectrum, it has 8 different wavelengths. So which one are you on? Now, of all of these different wavelengths inside of the electromagnetic spectrum, we have the radio waves, microwave, infrared rays, visible rays, ultraviolet rays, X-rays, gamma rays. So the only one that you can see is the visible light. You cannot see infrared. You cannot see ultraviolet. You cannot see X. You cannot see gamma. You cannot see microwaves. You cannot see radio waves. That doesn't mean that they don't exist. Now, all of these waves can be entangled together. It's interesting because there are different types of man. There's man, there's Homo sapien, there's Homo erectus, there's Homo gargantuan, there's Homo neanderthal, there's Homo gargantuan. The same number of radio waves is the same number of types of man. That's what the Bible calls it, mankind. Turn it around, kind of man. There's different kinds of men. All men are not the same. There are some men that are not men. They are called OPs, organic portals. I've been saying this for 20 years. Finally, it is coming out in the movies. So, hey, if Hollywood starts saying it, then obviously it has, you know, people will start believing it. So what am I saying, brothers and sisters? All I'm saying is that you, Yahushua, and God are all at your core the same. You're made up of the same thing. Hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen. And I got one molecule of carbon. Once you get rid of your flesh, then you return back to your photon state. Now, as long as your flesh is in the way, that separates you from God the Father and God the Son. Your flesh is the thing that separates you. That's why everything in the Bible talks about crucifying the flesh. Everything talks about crucifying the flesh. Everything in the Bible talks about crucifying the flesh. Everything in the Bible. All of the Bible is in a book that's about crucifying the flesh. Because if you don't crucify the flesh, my brother, if you don't crucify the flesh, my sister, then the flesh keeps you separated from God. So that way you cannot walk in the spirit. Now, the word spirit in the Bible, if every time you see the word spirit, if you replace that and put in the word photon, and then read the Bible like that. Every time you see, when you talk about the spirit of God, think about the photon of God. Now, photons are interesting. Now, I don't want to get too much into the physics of it, but I need you to understand when we talk about photons, man, I get excited. Because photons of light, they are what is called emissions. Photons can exist in a wave and a particle state at the same time. So a photon is a emission. And it talks about in the ancient text that God the Father is called a pleroma, and he is the emanation, or he is the emission, or he is the generator, or he is the, what we have in the Bible for the word father in English, it comes from the Greek word patar, which means generator or sender of light. You are a light being, been manipulated through what is called the photon or the photoelectric effect. So when you shine a light through a prism, it traps the light by changing the angle or the angle of the light. You are a fallen light being. The earth is a prism, P-R-I-S-M. So according to physics, the shining of a light through a prism reflects or causes the light to change its angle, which is what we call an angel. So the science behind God is the under-open understand that when Yahushua Christ, when he was crucified, when he made the sacrifice, his photon became entangled with the photons of humanity. So the goal is to make one photon, let's say photon A, which is God, and another photon, let's say photon B, which is Christ, and another photon, which is, let's say, photon C, which is you and me, intermingled or one. This is called quantum physics. This is called quantum entanglement. So whatever you do to photon A affects photon B and C. That's why Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That this is what is called mass consciousness. Now, according to science, mass consciousness, that's why the Bible is called the gospel, because it means gospel. Gospel means good spell. Now, according to science, there is this thing called mass consciousness. Now, mass consciousness is simply when you get a group of people together who all thinking the same thoughts. It changes the entire reality. So unified physics is modern physics. What does that mean? That simply means when we talk about Christ consciousness, I say that word all the time. What does that mean? That means the collective consciousness of the whole. So if you got a bunch of people, they all believe, if everybody on earth is an atheist, then the earth takes on the frequency or the vibe or the expression or the reality of an earth, of what is considered an atheist. That simply means that, brothers and sisters, the holographic principle of the universe states, that is why the word of God is so important. Because if you can get enough people to believe that God doesn't exist, then that destroys the quantum entanglement. That's why the Bible says that Jesus will not come until all of the word is preached throughout the entire world. It says go out, and that's what we're supposed to evangelize. Because what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to change the consciousness. So that way the mass consciousness, everybody understand. Now, nobody or very few people understand as deep as I go. So most people are not interested in the fact that the physics knowledge stuff. You don't need all of this stuff. I just need it because that's the way that I'm wired. So all you got to do is understand that, let's say photon A, God, photon B, Jesus, photon C, you, God, or Jesus make a sacrifice so that way his photon take on the properties of your photon. That's what all this means. This is photon physics. It means that when you have, and this is called polarity. Polarity simply states that you're changing your disposition or your frequency. Now, this is also called frequency resonance. That means God changes his polarity and becomes one with us through the sacrifice of the Son, Jesus, who gave up himself so that way we can become. So God became man so that man could become God. That means that God's frequency, so that way you can put on the mind of Christ. What Jesus came down is he demonstrated how to vibrate on the same level as Christ. That's what this is all about. He is on the same level. That's a photon. Now, we're talking physics and we're talking science. Now, if you go to church and you say that, they're going to probably run you out the building. But when you look at it, that's why I've been doing this for as long as I have, because I understand that science and spirit is the same. That's why I started the Eagles Club 20 years ago. Eagerly advancing godly living. Eagerly advancing godly living. And economics, scripturally and scientifically. Scriptures and science. My brothers and my sisters, if you could wrap your brain around this, like I can biologically prove the existence of Christ. I don't need any scriptures. As I talked about, you can go to Google and type it in for yourself and get the image. You can go in there and you can and look at how God has used, God uses gluons, which is Christ, to hold us together. And it's in the form of a enzyme in your body called laminin. And laminin, when you look at it under the microscope, it looks exactly like the cross. And then we could talk about the corpus callosum that I've talked about. And all of this is inside of my book, Christened, the biological proof of the existence of who we call Jesus Christ. So my belief is solidified. It's not watered down. Science doesn't threaten my belief. It enhances, it enforces my belief. Because now I have a scripture that the Bible says that God is light. And then I look it up in the original text and it means photon. Then I go to the book of James and says that there is a power that does not come from above. Now, the book of James is it just seals the deal for me. So it's James, I think it's James 3. And it talks about that there is a power that does not come from above. Then it says that there's a power that does come from above. Now, in the book of James, when it talks about this power, it says that this power is first pure. So this power that is pure, and let's look it up. James 3, we start at verse 15. James 3, verse 15. And it tells us, such wisdom does not come down from above, but this wisdom is earthly, sensual, and demonic. So there is a wisdom that is on earth right now, and this is it. The three attributes of worldliness. Now, the Bible says friendship with this world. That means that I cannot take my light, and I cannot express it if I want my light to be one with God. If I want to have Christ in me, this is the science behind what you call God. The Bible says God is light. I didn't make this up. The Bible says it. God says, that's what God says, I am light. So if God says that I am light, who am I to say that he's not light? And so when we understand this, this is mind-blowing. Because what this is telling you, brothers and sisters, if you can wrap your brain around it, from a physics point of view, that there is this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, operating as you, manifesting himself through you. Let me say that again. Now, this is profound. I've been talking slow, so I'm going to speed it up just a little bit, because I need you to understand the magnitude from a science. Now, for a traditional person, this doesn't really mean anything. Like, I could bring my brother on here. He's a pastor out in Corpus Christi. You know, he don't need all of this science stuff. Like, see, I'm like Dalton Thomas. Now, maybe you're not like me. You don't need all of this stuff. But, hey, just follow the way when you run up into somebody who's an atheist or somebody who is into, well, they don't believe in God because of blah, blah, blah. They don't believe in Yahushua, Jesus Christ, this, that, and the other. Well, then you can point them to my show that I did on quantum entanglement, that I did on photon physics, and today's show that I'm doing on the hidden science of God. So James, let's go back to James 3. So we know that there's a power according to 3:15. We're not interested in that power because everybody got that power or that wisdom. It says that this wisdom descendeth not from above, but it is earthly, sensual, and demonic or devilish. For where there is envy and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. We see that every day. But James 3:17 is the smoking gun. So James chapter 3, verse 17 says, but there is a power or there is a wisdom that is from above. Now, that word above, we broke that down on many different shows. It means anothen or ano. Where we get the word and new from all of Zechariah's stitching stuff and all of the ancient texts, the Emerald Tablet, all of the books. Jesus says that I'm from the upwards expanse of the north. That word upwards expanse of the north means anew. Now, A-N-U, the Greek, They changed the letters A-N-O. So Anu, for people that don't know, he is the sky god. He's the big G. He had two sons, Enki and Enlil. Another study for another time. But again, it's very interesting that that word, Jesus said that's where he's from. Now, I didn't say that. Look it up. Jesus said that I am from above, you are from below. Look up the definition of the word above. You will find the same word for this scripture in the book of James, chapter 3, verse 17. But this wisdom is from above. Anothen. Anu. And then it says, and this wisdom is first pure. Now, let me pull this up. Please. I'm not doing the video screen, so you can't. This is the Blog Talk Show. I wish I was doing video, so you can look it up for yourself. I'm going to pull it up. This is Strong Concordance number. Please write this down. G4412. Let me play it. G, the correct pronunciation of this word. 4412. Proton. Proton. Protos. So the word from this power, where it comes from, where does power come from? According to James chapter 3, verse 17, it tells me that there is this wisdom or this power that is from above. It is first. So the emission first is a proton or protos. Then that proton becomes pure, then peaceable, then gentle, then easy to be entreated, then full of mercy, then good fruits, then without partiality, finally without hypocrisy. When you get into your photon state, this is what people call walking in the spirit. Remember, if you read the Bible and you take out the word spirit and you put it in, don't take it out, but every time you see the word spirit, think about a photon. Because James chapter 3 says that when you are a photon, photons do this. So if you're not a photon, what is anti-photon is? It's like antimatter. That's what they make nuclear bombs out of. It's very destructive. It comes antimatter kills, steals, and destroys. So does anti-proteins. Or protons, I should say. So a proton is a package of light. A proton is a package of God. That's what you are. You are an individualization of God on earth. You are, God put a package inside of you, brother. He put a package inside of you, sister. So you have this treasure, this package, hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? What is this package? Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's what this is saying. That is the science behind God. The science behind God is simply that the goal is to make all of us into a photon that has the same principles as God. What principles? James 3:17. First, peace. So the proton makes you peaceable, makes you gentle, makes you full of mercy, makes you produce good fruits. It makes you without partiality, and it makes you live your life without hypocrisy. Now, I don't know about you, but those are some good attributes that I would like to exhibit, that I would like to model. James 3:18 says, and the fruit of righteousness is shown in peace of them that make peace. And it's interesting that the one thing that we don't have on this earth is peace, because we don't understand photon physics. We don't understand when God says in 1 John 1:5 that God is light. He's saying God is false. He's saying God is a photon. So God is saying I am false. God is saying I am a photon. So when God is making that statement, he's saying I am peace. Now let's look at the attributes of the photon according to the Bible. So according to the Bible, these photons that come up, that comes down from above, the upwards expanse to the north, these photons, they come down, and these photons are pure. They are peaceable. They are gentle. They are easy to be entreated. They are full of mercy. They are full of good fruits. They are without partiality. They are without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is shown in peace of them that make peace. So this is how I know if you are saved, if you got the photon of God. Because you are sowing peace. You are making peace. Now, for me, that makes sense to me. I have this to a flaw. Because I seek to make peace at the expense of peace. In other words, I overpromise and underdeliver. Because if it was up to me, I would help everybody. That would be no such thing as poverty if it was up to me. There would be no such thing as sickness. There would be no hospital. All doctors would be unemployed if it was up to me. There would be no doctor. There would be no such thing as disease if it was up to me. There would be no such thing as ignorance if it was up to me. Everybody would know all things. We all would be all knowing. So if everybody know all things, that nobody's a threat to nobody. Because everybody know. You'd be able to tell the future. You'd be able to tell the present. You'd be able to tell the past. It was up to me. Now, photons can do that. Do you know that photon? What you do in a photon, now, this is where it gets weird. According to quantum entanglement, whatever you do, this is called the quantum entanglement theory. Whatever you do with a photon in the present, it affects the proton in the past and in the future. Now, I don't know. Now, the Bible says that our sins, God has moved our sins as far as us from the east as from the earth. So what sins did God forgive? He forgave you of all your sins, past, present, and future. That's the same attributes that a photon has. So what you're doing right now affects what you did in the past. What you're doing today is affecting what you're going to do in the future. That's why what you're doing today is so important. That's why the only thing that matters is now. That's what the Bible says. Now faith is, because photons only exist in the now. So in order for the photon you to be with the photon God, there must be a sacrifice between the two between the photons that was done by Jesus. So what happens when photon Jesus becomes photon God? Or what happens when photon Jesus becomes photon you? This is what the Bible is trying to explain to you when it talks about that I no longer live. In Galatians 5:22, 5:23, I'm paraphrasing. You want to look it up for yourself in the book of Galatians. I think it's 5. It says that I have been crucified with Christ. As a matter of fact, man, let me look it up. I don't want to guess. It says I have been crucified with Christ. What does that mean? When Jesus says deny yourself, pick up your cross, follow me. What does that mean? So when the scripture says that I have been crucified, I have been crucified with Christ, it is no longer I who live. So if you have been crucified with Christ, that means that your photon now takes on the properties of Christ's photon. And Christ's photon takes on the properties of God's photon. So what God is doing is bringing back lost photons to himself. So God says that these photons was placed inside of a dirt suit called carbon. I need that photon back. Now, you think that your carbon, that your dirt suit was or is your friend. So you really don't understand why flesh and blood cannot enter in the kingdom of heaven. We don't understand that we're gonna be like him. We don't know what we shall be, but we shall be like him. We're gonna have a glorified body. So your flesh keeps you from God. According to Romans chapter 7, I have an entire book that breaks this down. It says, I am to whom? Your flesh is not your friend. So our flesh keeps us from God. Because our flesh, our carbon, our dirt suit, until it's glorified, changed, is a barrier between photons. Or is trying to be a barrier, I should say. So that's why in the book of Galatians, chapter 2, and it's actually verse 20. I think I said 15, it's verse 20. And it reads, let's read 19. Galatians 2:19 says, for through the law I died to the law, so that I may live to God. Now, man, we could talk about that for another, at least about 4 or 5 hours. Through the law I died. To the law. What? So, through the law causes death to the law. That's what the Bible says. You can't keep the law and grace. Grace and the law don't mix. People try to do it all the time and it doesn't mix. Because the Bible says if you're going to keep one aspect of the law, you got to keep all of it. Since nobody can keep all of the law, that's why you have grace. Grace is unmerited favor. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. So you want to try to, see, your photon is trying to go home. Your photon that's inside of your body, the light, the essence, that thing that gives you the ability to do this, yeah, that's the animating property according to physics and according to science. That's a photon that animates the body. If I take out your photon, your dirt suit drops and you go back to the ground, brother. Your dirt returns, your body returns to the soil from which it came, because God blew the breath of life, that means force, into Adam and he became a living soul. So if God takes back that breath, that photon, he drops, and so do you. Your photon is eternal, not your dirt suit. So salvation is about the recovery of photons. So God said, I'm going to send my son so that way I can help trapped photons return back home. That is the science behind. So how does this work? For through the law, I died to the law so that I might live to God. Verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, Christ died for nothing. So this telling me you can try to be perfect and try to keep the Ten Commandments and do all, try to keep the law. But if you're doing, what you're telling is that what Christ did to show you how to basically take your photon, put it with his, so he can help you get it back to God's. That's what Christ did. He came to help you. So now this is a scientific way, and I know for a lot of people you may struggle to kind of, you know, follow what I'm saying or to grasp what I'm saying. All I'm simply saying, brothers and sisters, is this. Jesus has to be sacrificed, if you want to use that term. Why? In order for photon you to be with photon God, there has to be a bridge. The Bible says that there is no more a mediator between God and man except the Son. So we got two photons that they're not talking together. We got God, photon A, you, photon B. So y'all need to get back together. So God says, okay, I'm going to put photon C. And so that's all the Bible is saying. The Bible is saying that because of photon A, Jesus, he has become a photon B, quote unquote, so that way you can become photon C. So in other words, to solve the photon problem, what photon problem? It's called polarity. Now, the law of polarity states, and it's also, you know, when we talk about polarity, we're saying that if for every up, there is a down. For every right, there is a left. For every happy, there is a sad. So the law of polarity is a conundrum. And so the law of polarity had to be solved. That's why Yahushua came in the world. So Yahushua did away with this law of polarity. Everything in the universe has polar opposites. Up, there's a down. For every positive, there's a negative. For every left, there's a right. Now, that is true on a lower level. But these are higher laws. Because Yahushua says, I did not come to do away with the law. I came to fulfill the law. That's what Yahushua said. That's why Jesus said that God sent a proton because two protons were separated because of the law of polarity, because we live in a world of duality. So the Father says, I don't want to be separated from my children anymore. I don't want to be separated from my children. I don't want my children separated from me. So he said, I'm going to send my son down there, and he's going to be a bridge. He's going to be a mediator between the law of polarity. Now the law of polarity has been replaced by the law of oneness. But most people don't understand. Everybody's walking around thinking about the law of polarity. See, I don't do the law of polarity, homie. I don't choose between option A and option B. I always go with option C. So everybody is choosing between polarity, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. One tree, two fruit. One head, two brains. Left hemisphere, right hemisphere. Everybody said, I don't do left hemisphere. I don't do left brain thinking or right brain thinking. I do whole brain thinking. Oneness. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. We are all one, brothers and sisters. Our ego, our belief system, our fear, our doubt that separates us. See, the law of one, my brother, the law of one, my sister, that everything is one, due through the sacrifice of Yahushua. So Yahushua came in so that we may have life and life more abundantly. This is the light, or this is the law of love. So this love was made to have a entangling effect. That's why when somebody loves you, it entangles you. Love demands a response. It doesn't ask. Love, when you love somebody, they have to respond. They can either respond to it positively or negatively, but they're going to respond. That's what the Bible says, love, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these three is love. The law of oneness is the law of the golden rule. It's the law of the golden means. It's the law of the golden ratio. Notice that they're all golden. That, my brothers, is the science behind what you and I call God. It is the understanding that our eyes see by using photons. So a photon is a package of light that hits the optical nerve, and you actually see with the back of your brain, or you see through the back of the brain. So the photons is the true you. Everybody at their core is a photon. We are all photons. In fact, everything in the universe is a photon. That was a gentleman by the name of a physicist by the name of John Cramer. John Cramer, C-R-A-M-E-R. He made this quote. He was a great physicist. Now, he said something. Now, this is a little out there. He said that every particle that wants to give up a photon looks deep into the future to find another particle that will accept its photon. These are elementary particles that know the layout of the future. So when a deal is negotiated, the first particle lets the photon fly off onto its path, knowing full well where the other particle that has accepted its particle will finally arrive. What is he saying? He's saying that photons are particles, they communicate. And so one particle communicates with another particle. And a contract is made between the two particles. And then the particles seek out on, quote unquote, an adventure, if you want to use that term, to meet. So when we say that we have received the Spirit, Yahushua says, I must go so that the Comforter can be here. What he was saying is, I must leave so that way this photon can start his work. So Yahushua wanted his photon to go out throughout the entire universe so that way he could be the bridge. He could be the salve, which means ointment. So the word salve means ointment that you put on a wound. A salve brings about salvation. But it's salvage. So it's salvages salvation. That's all this is saying. Brothers and sisters, when we look at, there's another physicist, some of the stuff that these physicists are breaking down because of now quantum entanglement, and they're understanding that the ultimate reality is photons. Now, I've been saying this for a long time, and so now they're coming out with these Clarigan photography that can actually take a picture of your photon. I was watching a show that was narrated by Morgan Freeman last night. Me and my wife was watching the show, and it was talking about, again, my boy that I have inside of my book that I quote inside of my book, Neurotheology. So they put Morgan Freeman's brain after he meditated underneath this machine to see if there was in his frontal lobe, if his brain lit up showing the fact that there was a quote-unquote acknowledgement of or belief in God. And it did. So now there's cameras that reflect the light of photons with inside of the body. So in other words, I can look at your soul. We are photons. God is a photon. Jesus is a photon from a scientific point of view. One of his attributes. Now, God says he is a lot of things besides light. So I am not sitting here telling you God is only a photon. That is not what I'm saying. I am saying one of the attributes, one of the ways by which God makes himself known, one of the ways by which God expresses, exposes, and expands himself. Now, that's just saying like me, I am a father because I have children. I am a husband because I have a wife. I am an author because I publish books. I am a didactic teacher because I'm teaching this right now. So can you say that I am only a father? I express myself in many different ways. God is the same. What is going on earth is everybody has one emission of God, and they are saying he cannot. It's like you telling me I can only be a father. So you mean to tell me I can't be a husband? No. No, Brother Will, you can't be a husband. Well, I want to be a father. I also want to work out. I want to be a weightlifter. So you're telling me I can't express myself when I go to the gym? All the people in the gym that work there, they don't know nothing about me. All they know is that, hey, this dude comes in the gym around the same time every day. That's all they know. That's the only way they see me as. And so if you was to go and tell them, hey, that guy, he's an author with 50 books, they would say, no, he's not. He just comes in here and works out. Religion is the departmentalization of the emissions of God. Now, the Pleroma says God expresses himself in many different ways. And you say, no, I'm sorry, brother. No, God only expressed himself as Muhammad. He only expresses himself as Buddha. He only expresses himself as Hare Krishna. He only expresses himself as the Bhagavad. Oh, he only expresses. So everybody on earth got one little emission of God, and they think that that's it. Man, God is way bigger than your one little emission. I am way bigger. I do way more things than just teach. I do way more stuff than just write books. I do way more stuff than just lift weights. I have a lot of different ways by which I express, expose, and expand myself. And so does God. Stop limiting God, brother. Stop limiting God. So get him out the box. I know you got him in the box, and that's the only way that you can understand, but God is way bigger than your consciousness. Your consciousness must be universal. Universal consciousness is photon consciousness. That's Christ consciousness. When I discovered this years ago, it revolutionized my life because it allowed me now to open up, and now I could debate and talk to anybody because I know that what they have is a truth. It's just one piece of it. So if you walk up to me and you say, Brother Will, you're a husband, man. That's it. I'm going to say, you're absolutely correct. Until my children walk up to me and say, hey, Dad, can we go get something to eat? And you can be like, well, what is that, brother? You can't have children. You can only express yourself this way. That's the only way I know you, man. I don't know you. So everybody on this Blog Talk show, y'all don't know nothing about my life outside of Blog Talk. I could be a mass murderer. I could get up every night, put on my ski mask, and crawl through somebody's backyard and be doing it, have been doing it, you know, for the last 10 years, and nobody would know. Everybody has different ways of expressing, exposing, and expanding themselves. So does God. And one way, one. So please, don't take this message out of context and say, God is only a photon. That is not what I said. I am saying that the Father decided to express himself inside of a package of light called a photon. And he put that package of light inside of your body. And you have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ. Christos. Christos. Package of light in you. The hope of glory. There is a power that comes from the from above. This power is first. That means photon. It's a photon. And it expresses itself as pure. Brothers and sisters, this is just a scratch of a previous series and book that I did called Photon Physics. This is a combination of the book Physics of Christ, Photon Physics, and Quantum Entanglement. Where I break down what I've expressed to you today. It is my prayer that there was something said that could assist you in your walk. Because at the end of the day, that's the only thing that matters. Is if your photon vibrates on the same frequency as God's photon and Jesus Christ's photon. Because at the end of the day, you got to be light, brother. Because light only hangs out with other light. So we started off with, what did we start off with? With 1 John. So let's close with 1 John. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 is what we started off with. So let's close with 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 says, this, let me read verse 4, we write these things so that our joy may be complete. And this is the message that we have heard from him, and we announce unto you, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Verse 6, if we say we have fellowship with him, yet we walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not practice the truth. So brothers and sisters, God is light, bruh. God is light. So if you're practicing God, if you're practicing darkness, you're not walking in the light. That means you're not being authentic. You're not being honest. You're not being transparent. You're not being peaceable. You're not being gentle. You're not being the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Again, it says, we write these things so that your joy may be complete. This is the reason that today's show, so that way your joy may be complete. We write these things so that your joy may be complete. What things? And this is the message that we heard from him and that we announced to you. God is light. And in him, there is no darkness. God is light. That's it. In him, there is no darkness. God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. If we say then that we have fellowship with him, if my proton is God's proton, and but yet my proton has darkness in it, then I'm lying. If we say we have fellowship with him, yet we walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not practice the truth. Brothers and sisters, make sure that you walk in the light, because God is light. Our brother, my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio. Tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah. Rate it all, hit it on the nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and principles. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got us dreaming at humanity and dism to a cell. And they trick us with the vanity with pictures in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. I don't know what you